This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Wednesday, December 17th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Don't give up on Farm Bill, GT says. Biofuels industry needs RVOs, analyst says. And row crop groups slam so-called MAHA win. Farm Bill still viable, GT says. House Agriculture Committee Chair Glenn G.T. Thompson of Pennsylvania is taking issue with suggestions that the days of a full five-year farm bill may be over. He told AgriPulse, quote, I think that's people who are naive and don't have a great historical grasp on farm bill processes. Thompson also said yesterday that federal lawmakers need to give farmers at least $10 billion more on top of the $12 billion in aid from the Trump administration. In the meantime, Richard Fordyce, Undersecretary for the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Farm Production and Conservation Mission area, told AgriPulse the agency has no plans to look at providing additional payments. USDA is where we are at and probably will be as far as the level of support, he said, adding that he didn't have insight of what Congress might do. Biofuels market stalled till RVOs come out, analyst says. The biofuel market will remain in regulatory limbo until EPA issues its final renewable volume obligations, Bloomberg intelligence analyst Brett Gibbs writes in a new report. Sweeping changes in the proposed RVOs could test the EPA's authority around the 20-year-old renewable fuel standard. Still, it's clear federal support is intact for existing biomass-based diesel capacity and that U.S. agriculture inputs are being prioritized, which together instill confidence in recovery in margin and volume for 2026, Gibbs wrote. The report also looks at the complex world of renewable identification numbers, or RINs. Those are credits used to track RFS compliance and are, quote, the currency of U.S. biofuels, the report said. With a collective value of $28 billion in 2023, RINs are a main driver in biofuels production, Gibbs noted. Biomass-based diesel used 47% of U.S. soybean oil last year, while ethanol typically uses more than a third of America's annual corn harvest. Meanwhile, Senator Chuck Grassley warned the Trump administration that the 2025 window to complete crucial regulations for farmers and renewable fuel producers is closing fast. The Iowa Republican said yesterday that Treasury Department guidance on the 45Z Clean Fuels Production Tax Credit and EPA final rules on 2627 biofuel blending requirements are urgently needed so farmers can plan for next season. MAHA win slammed by row crop groups. U.S. soybean, canola, and corn groups yesterday decried what they called troubling social media content from the Department of Health and Human Services. Vegetable oils play an essential role in a healthy food supply, the group said in a web post. Portraying corporate marketing moves as public health wins is misleading and counterproductive, doing little to address obesity or chronic disease. Worse, it fuels consumer confusion, erodes trust in science-based guidance, and unfairly vilifies American-grown, American-made ingredients that are essential to our food system. The statement did not identify the post, but on December 12th, HHS touted, quote, another MAHA win on X, highlighting a news headline about a restaurant group no longer using seed oils. HHS didn't immediately respond to requests for comment. Take note, AgriPulse is hosting a free webinar tomorrow at 1 o'clock on this topic, analyzing the health and economics of seed oils. More information is available at AgriPulse.com. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. America's dairy farmers are committed to feeding the nation, but their ability to do so depends on sound, science-based policies. That's why they rely on Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. the number two milk cooperative in the country and a leading voice for progressive, farmer-driven leadership in Washington, D.C. Edge represents dairy farmers and their families across the country, the backbone of rural communities and a vital part of our food security. From environmental regulation and workforce development to trade and sustainability, Edge ensures farmer perspectives are heard and that decisions in D.C. are grounded on facts, not politics. Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, advancing policies that strengthen America's farms, safeguard our environment, and sustain the next generation of dairy leaders. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. U.S. Ag will struggle to comply with EU's deforestation rule, even with the delay. European Parliament will vote today to delay incoming European Union deforestation rules as the bloc is set to postpone implementation again. But the U.S. ag sector warns that even with another delay, supply chains will struggle to adjust by the new deadline unless the rule is amended. Under the new timeline, large companies will have until the end of 2026 to comply, smaller companies until mid-27. Covered U.S. industries include soy and timber. They'll struggle to comply with the rules even with the extra runway, the American Farm Bureau says in its latest analysis. The rules require geographic coordinates from the plots of land each product was grown on, a logistical nightmare for bulk commodities like wood chips, which are mixed in storage facilities, according to Farm Bureau. As long as the rule stands as currently drafted, agricultural supply chains will be strained from the looming enforcement deadline, the analysis reads. California officials suggest Colorado River Plan. The Colorado River Board of California released a proposed framework yesterday for post-2026 operations that includes a 440,000 acre-foot reduction of annual water use. The proposal suggests that Mexico and the three lower basin states of California, Nevada, and Arizona conserve up to 1.5 million acre-feet per year, that according to a press release. The framework calls for, quote, hydrology-based flexible water releases from both Lake Powell and Meade, and a long-term agreement with adaptive phases. The press release says on top of the 440,000 acre-feet in the proposal, California is also committed to making additional reductions to address future shortages as part of a comprehensive basin state plan if circumstances warrant. The press release also says California leaders are, quote, willing to set aside many of their legal positions to reach a deal. Those include release from Lake Powell under the Colorado River Compact, distribution of lower basin shortages, and other provisions of the law of the river, quote, provided that there are equitable and sufficient water contributions from every state in the basin and the country of Mexico. Now take note, negotiators from across the Colorado River Basin are meeting this week at the annual Colorado River Water Users Association conference in Las Vegas, where California officials are offering this proposal. All seven states are currently involved in tense negotiations over the future of water sharing on the river. Haitian workers file lawsuit against JBS. Three Haitian workers Tuesday sued JBS Foods, accusing the meat packer of misleading Haitian employees in its recruitment efforts. The class action lawsuit filed in federal court in Colorado asserts that JBS charged Haitians to, quote, live in squalid conditions and subjected them to dangerous work conditions without proper training after recruiting them to its Greeley, Colorado plant. The Haitians said they were promised, quote, high-paying jobs that required no English language skills, and employer provided housing at nearby apartments. The lawsuit charges the company violated the Civil Rights Act and the Colorado Wage Claim Act. JBS did not respond to a request for comment by press time. Here's today's final word. The last trade war caused a 76% drop in the value of U.S. soybean exports to China and cost U.S. agriculture more than $27 billion. Soybean farmers don't need another trade fight. We need certainty. That means enforcing past commitments and working toward agreements that keep markets open and predictable for the long term. That American Soybean Association Chairman Josh Gackel at the hearing to review China's follow-through of its Phase 1 commitments. Well, that's Daybreak for this Wednesday, December 17th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nally.